Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
The root is on fire. Welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. So, I want to start off the show right away, this second, with my latest commentary. I think it's that important. I want to read it to you. It'll be my nationally syndicated newspaper column for this weekend through Creator Syndicate. It is titled CDC, Child Death Cult. Save your child's life. Vote Republican in the midterms. I'm the guy who has argued nonstop on my national radio show, my two national TV shows, my syndicated newspaper columns for 6 months now that Democrats bet the House, literally, on the wrong horse. That this midterm election was never about abortion, it was always about inflation, and that the GOP should stick to inflation, inflation, inflation. Inflation may very well be the worst in the history of America. Everyone's incomes and assets are being systematically wiped out. Middle-class America is being destroyed. They can't put food on the table. They can't put gas in their cars. They're scared of becoming homeless. Retirees can't survive. They have to go back to work at the age of 70. That is what this election is about. That's what this midterm 2022 is about, your economic survival. And, of course, there are a few other issues to throw into the story. Massive crime increases, murderers being let out without bail thanks to Soros-funded Democrat DAs, open borders, 87,000 new IRS agents, and miserable failing schools who teach critical race theory, hate for America, and transgender propaganda instead of the three R's. Those are the issues that matter. And I was right. It worked like magic. A massive red wave landslide is upon us. As of days ago, I predicted a 50-seat GOP victory in the House and a 3-5-seat GOP seat victory in the Senate. But then something happened that was so shocking, I believe it pushed even inflation out of first place. This is the new issue that closes the deal for a GOP landslide. This is the final blow that destroys the Democrat Party. The CDC became the child death cult. CDC, child death cult. Last week, the CDC voted unanimously to recommend to every school district in the country to mandate the COVID vaccine to every child or they can't go to public school. They recommended the COVID vaccine be added to the vaccine schedule. The CDC claims they only, quote-unquote, recommend, but that's another big government scam. We all know that every blue state governor, every blue state doctor, every blue state hospital, every blue state school district will instantly turn a CDC, quote-unquote, recommendation into a mandate and force vaccinate every child in the country. This just became a life-or-death election. This just became the civil rights issue of the 21st century. This just became the parental rights issue of the millennium. This CDC decision is child abuse, reckless endangerment, negligence, medical malpractice, fraud, insanity, conspiracy, cover-up, and crimes against humanity all rolled into one. Every parent in America, especially the mama bears, now has a life or death reason to vote 100% straight ticket Republican for the midterms to protect your precious, innocent children from an experimental, emergency use only, rush to production vaccine that has proven dangerous and deadly all over the world. Because if you live in a blue state, every child will be forced vaccinated and all parental rights will be nullified. Not all Republicans are against the COVID vaccine, but they're all against COVID mandates. With the Republicans in charge, no child will ever be forced vaccinated. If you elect red state governors, senators, congressmen, state legislators, mayors, councilmen, and school boards, they will refuse the CDC recommendation, and no child will ever be forced to take an experimental vaccine against their will or the will of their parents. In red states, red counties, and red school districts, parental rights will be upheld. Our corrupt CDC, owned by Big Pharma, wants to risk the life of every child in America and take away your rights as a parent, all in the name of greed. Why? Because Americans have vaccine regret. No one wants the new booster. The vaccine money is drying up. But there are hundreds of billions of dollars to be made if every innocent child is forced to vaccinate. Put inflation aside. Your beautiful child's life is on the line. They could be disabled, crippled, gravely injured, or killed by this experimental vaccine. Their heart could be destroyed. Every parent in America who loves their children, who has no interest in turning them into a combination of guinea pig and crash test dummy, has only one choice on November 8th. Vote Republican. Failing that, it's time to organize a nationwide strike and boycott by every parent in America. Take your kids out of school for a week to protest COVID vaccine mandates. Failing that, it's time for every parent in America to get your kids out of all public schools immediately. The CDC may have just turned the whole country into homeschoolers. Or every good parent in America needs to pack up, sell your home in a blue state, and move to a solid red state that respects parental rights and refuses mandates. But it all starts with every parent in America voting Republican on Election Day, because your children's life depends on it. And with a resounding GOP landslide, all the rest could become unnecessary. There's my column that's coming out this weekend. CDC, child death cult, save your child's life, vote Republican in the midterms. And I think this now becomes the number one issue in America, along with inflation. And no sooner do I say that, do I write that, then the following articles have come out in the last hour. Cardiologist says all COVID jabs must be suspended immediately. Dr. Asim Malhotra, a renowned cardiologist out of England, made another appearance in the media, this time with Fox News' Laura Ingraham, to warn against the Wuhan coronavirus vaccines. He told Ingraham that all mRNA messenger injections, including those from Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, need to be immediately suspended from all further use. The harm caused by the shots is so significantly vast and irrefutable that continuing to administer the shots amounts to a global scandal of epic proportions. He explained to Ingraham that from the beginning, the data showed the heart risks associated with the shots. Didn't I tell you that from day one? This is all only coming out now. I've known it for 2 years, and I've informed and educated my listeners for 2 years. And to be fair, the viral vector shots of Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca as well are extreme. That data suggested at the time it was likely to cause more harm than good in most people, and that's the smoking gun. That's more than enough evidence for us to pause and stop the vaccine rollout. And this guy used to support COVID jabs until realizing that they are a fraud and a farce, and they're killing people. In people 16 to 39, there's a 25% absolute increase in heart attacks and cardiac arrest. And here's the thing nobody's telling you. This is Wayne talking now, not the cardiologist. If there's a 25% increase now in heart attacks and cardiac arrest, what do you think is going to happen a year from now and 2 years from now and 3 years from now and 4 years from now and 5 years from now? Okay, how is it going to be 100%? Is everyone who's jabbed going to drop dead of a heart attack within 5 years? Maybe. Is everyone going to have heart problems the rest of their life? Maybe. Wow. Malhotra went on to reveal that research out of Israel found that people aged 16 to 39, meaning people in the prime of their life, have a 25% absolute increase in heart attacks and cardiac arrest, which cannot be attributed to the COVID virus. In other words, the thing that's harming people is not some fantasy disease floating around in the air, but rather the chemical concoctions found inside the mystery vials they're calling vaccines. And that's why the Surgeon General of Florida has come out, who was on this show 2 nights ago, and suggested people in the younger age group should not be having the vaccine. According to Malhotra, who dug through the data even more deeply, this risk of heart harm does not just apply to people who are age 16 to 39. It applies to everyone. It, not to the same degree, he clarified, but it does apply to everyone. It was at this point in the interview that Ingram tries to play defense for those who rolled out the jabs at warp speed, mainly Donald Trump. Ingram's suggestion is that the jabs were unleashed at record speed because of the pandemic. And see, I agree with that, which the powers that be were supposedly trying to get in front of with the fast release of the injections. I agree. The economy was going down. People had no jobs. Let's get something out to save the economy. Okay? I never bought it. I never was going to ever get jabbed. I didn't need it. I was never afraid. I never hurt my economy. I never stopped working 1 second. I never stopped going out 1 second. I never wore masks. Whole thing was a joke from day one. Okay? Serious for someone who has a compromised immune system. Serious for someone who's old. Not serious for someone who's in great shape and who eats healthy and takes vitamins. So the whole thing is just, you know, Ingram responded to the whole thing with a wow. Wow. This is a global scandal and it's as big as it gets, she said, if what he's saying is true. Well, I said this for months and months and months, 2 years. Here's another one. Respected physician, researcher, finds disturbing connection between excess mortality and COVID vaccines, but can't get the data published. Here's another one. Large amount of unwellness at the Amsterdam Marathon, part of a wider trend of heart problems among athletes since the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. And here's one more. Megyn Kelly mourns her sister, 58 years old, who died unexpectedly and suddenly of a heart attack, age 58. Megyn Kelly's sister dies at age 58 of a heart attack. Gee, I wonder how that happened. When we get back, I'll tell you about the debate between Fetterman and Dr. Oz. Wait till you hear this story. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout
all-out sale of the year. Won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited-time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited-time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Fetterman debate was just unbelievable. Now, I just grabbed a couple of very quick clips. But if you listen to the whole debate, I've never heard a human being that appears this dumb. And I understand he's a stroke victim, but he literally appears as a dummy. Like someone who cannot put sentences together, cannot put words together, cannot mix verbs with adjectives. I mean, it's just so embarrassing. He could be anything he wants in life. He cannot be a United States senator. He just can't be. But I do think he could be Biden's partner in 2024. It could be Biden Fetterman. And I've got the name on the bumper sticker. Biden Fetterman, dumb and dumber. Perfect. I mean, they're just perfect for each other. This guy is a joke. If anyone in Pennsylvania is voting for Fetterman, they ought to have their head examined. Or maybe they're just Democrats and they couldn't care less if you put Hitler on the menu, right? They don't care. You could put Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, any of the world's great Mao, any of the world's great murderers, mass murdering communists, and they would vote for any name next to the D. There's no other explanation. Let me mention the sponsor of this show, and then we'll go to a couple of clips. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor. And it's time to teach corporate America a lesson. If companies go woke, teach them they will go broke. I had the great expert on GreatPatriotStore.com, who's been shopping with them for 31 years, on the show yesterday, Alan Pariser. And he was one of the best guests I've ever had in my life, seriously. I mean, he was fabulous. And he explained this so well, far better than I could. But I could just tell you that it's an online store run by conservatives and patriots. All the products are made in America, highest quality products, environmentally friendly products, pro-American company, and the best prices anywhere in the world. This is the answer to inflation because every household product you're already buying and already using is available at GreatPatriotStore.com. I buy my laundry detergent. I buy my dishwashing liquid. I buy my soap. I buy my hand sanitizer. I buy my hand moisturizer. Everything you need is at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price, and you save on time and money and gas, and you don't ever get in your car, so you save on wear and tear and possibly even accident. You just order it online. It comes shipped to your doorstep. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com and start spending your hard-earned dollars not with woke liberal companies, but with pro-American companies, patriot companies, conservative companies, Christian companies, made in the USA companies, GreatPatriotStore.com. Every product made in the USA. All right, let's play the hello, the very first thing Fetterman said when asked to say hi to the audience.
As Lieutenant Governor, you're running for a seat that could decide the balance of power in Washington. What qualifies you to be a U.S. Senator? You have 60 seconds.
Hi. Good night, everybody. I'm running to serve Pennsylvania.
Oh,
he's running
God.
To use Pennsylvania.
Okay, you can shut that off. He said hi by saying goodnight, everybody. His synapses don't work, and doctors who watched said the odds are pretty slim they're ever going to get better. Once you've had a stroke, you're just done. Can you imagine him sitting in the United States Senate? First of all, he's like, I don't know, 6'4". He looks like Lurch. He looks like he should have bolts in his neck. And then he can't speak. Can you imagine him sitting in the Senate? Talking to other senators, they'd leave him alone in the corner with a dunce hat on and never speak to him again. It's a joke. Let's get the second clip real quick.
Again, my Dr. L believes that I'm fit to be serving, and that's what I believe is where I'm standing.
He was asked if he's fit to serve. He said, my doctor believes I'm fit to be serving. Sounds like he's going to serve in a restaurant, maybe at Dairy Queen. And my Dr. L, who's Dr. L? What does that mean, Dr. L? And that's where I'm standing. What does that mean, that's where I'm standing? That's not even close to the worst clip. Those are the ones that Chris, my board op, could download. He couldn't grab all the other ones. Some of them were much, 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 much worse. I don't know how Dr. Oz, who's a good friend of mine, I don't know how he kept from laughing. I mean, it's so sad. You should either laugh or you should just nod your head and go, oh, my God, I can't believe what I'm watching. It's a train wreck. Here are some of the headlines. Independent voters change from Fetterman to Dr. Oz after watching the debate. Fetterman struggles to speak in sentences during cringeworthy debate. Fetterman roasted following debate. Even Chris Cuomo piles on, saying voters saw things that will definitely change the state of the race. Liberal Reporter says this is a disaster for Fetterman. I expected him to be very bad. He was much worse than I expected. And then at Breitbart.com, an article, Fetterman is fine, exposed as one more media hoax. Because Fetterman is not fine. There's nothing fine about him. But let's hope and pray that that's true, that independent voters watched, and they literally changed while watching. I did see that bettors, live-action bettors, who could make a bet while they're watching the debate, the odds went up higher and higher for Dr. Oz. Every time Fetterman spoke, Dr. Oz became the favorite to win the Pennsylvania Senate race. It moved dramatically in his favor each time Fetterman spoke. Anybody with a brain can see that Fetterman has no brain. Can't be a U.S. senator.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Attorneys for former President Trump have agreed to accept a subpoena issued by the Democratic-led January 6th Select Committee. One attorney received the summons demanding documents and testimony from the former president on Monday. Trump has until November 4th to provide the documents and until November 14th to testify. President Biden says the administration is going to tackle and eliminate junk fees like overdraft penalties from banks, hidden hotel costs, and extremely high credit card late fees.
These steps will immediately start saving Americans collectively billions of dollars in unfair fees.
The president saying surprise overdraft fees from banks are illegal, and the administration will be cracking down on those moving forward. Rock and roll legend Jerry Lee Lewis is dead at the age of 87. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
is on fire. It's funny. I'll get to my guests in just one second. I want to mention an email that just came in, carcinogens and face masks. Chris, one of our fans, says, wait, it just keeps getting worse. Besides all the other dangers of wearing face masks, because, by the way, you just get sicker and sicker. You're breathing in your own germs. You're breathing in all kinds of disease that's gathered on the mask all day. That's why we call it face diapers. You might as well just put a diaper on your face. It's so filthy and disgusting. But besides all that, now they find out they contain carcinogens. I often wonder how so many smart people can be so stupid. Chris, I agree with you, Chris. I said this from day one. I'm not surprised. Maybe you just found out they contain carcinogens. I've known all along that the minute I'm a very sensitive allergic person, and I'm in perfect health because I do everything to create perfect health, but the minute I ever walked in a doctor's office, dentist's office, and they said, you have to have a face mask. And I said, I don't have them. I don't wear them. They said, oh, then we'll give you one of ours. They gave me their cloth face mask, and I immediately start coughing, and I immediately start wheezing, and I get, like, asthma symptoms from wearing a face mask because they've got little fibers that come off and go into my lungs. So I know they've got bad things in them. I know they're bad for you. So it's no shock to me. I don't know if I knew they were cancer-causing, but I knew they made my lungs swell up the minute I put them on. I hate masks. I can't stand them. I never wore them. Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show because I'm Mr. Vitamin. And if you're Mr. Vitamin, you don't need masks. You don't need vaccines. It's all a bunch of BS. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my energy, my vitality, my perfect health for decades. I've been sick once in 25 years, and it was minor. And now I'm so excited to tell you about Global Healing. They are the latest sponsor of my show, founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. So over 20 years old, almost 25 years old, this company. He was one of President Trump's health advisors during Trump's term in office. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including vitamin C and D3, including liquid vitamins, if you don't like pills, including zinc and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind. It's called Oxy Powder. Dr. Group reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, you get a 15% discount on every vitamin they sell, including their number one best-selling product, Oxy Powder. So check it out. 15% off, plus Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. That's how confident they are this stuff will work, and you'll love it. Go to globalhealing.com/war. You got to put in the /war to get the 15% off and the free immune system book, boosting book, and also the 100% money-back guarantee for a year. All of that only comes if you go to globalhealing.com/war, because those are special offers only for Wayne Root fans. globalhealing.com/war. We got a candidate with us, Caroline Colarusso, Republican candidate for Congress in Massachusetts, CD5. Her website is colarussoforcongress.com. Caroline, welcome to the show. That was Chris.
Thank
Chris
you
loves
for having
you.
Chris, me. Thank
Chris
you.
Talked with you. Chris loves you. And so he wanted to play that for you, so you got it in. And so tell me why you're on my show, because I don't even allow many candidates on my show. But I picked you out for some special reasons. I thought you were a really good candidate. So tell us about your background and why we should all agree that you are very special.
Well, thank you for saying that. I am running for Congress, as you say, in CD5, and I'm running against the Assistant Speaker of the House, who's a woman who's slated to replace Nancy Pelosi. Her name is Congresswoman Catherine Clark. But I think the reason that you know about me is because I was at Mike Lindell's Moment of Truth Summit presenting for election integrity issues for Massachusetts. Personally, I'm running for office professionally. I am a retired postmaster in the Postal Service for over 27 years. And we just passed universal mail-in voting here in Massachusetts. So I've been really looking at the process, looking under the hood and bringing some of the insight from my job to identify, expose, and try to correct some of the flaws with sending 4.8 million voters a ballot in Massachusetts.
Well, you know, sometimes I meet teachers who are conservatives, and I go, how do you do it? How do you actually live in a profession and go to work every day where almost everyone around you is not only liberal, but like a radical anti-American communist? And I would say the same thing to you as a person in the Postal Service. They're all Democrats. They're all union Democrats. How did you go to work every day for 25 years around these people?
I was a senior manager. It was hard. But I was a turnaround specialist, so I was given a lot of broken operations that I had to fix, and that required a lot of bridge building. And I found that I could influence people, even people that didn't agree with me, when I, you know, had a relationship with them and they saw a lot of accountability and those types of things. Now, the post office isn't the same anymore. When I was there, it was a different animal. It was actually functional. It was working. I've been out of there for quite some time, but I'm especially intrigued with the way the mail-in ballots are working with respect to the voter list that we have, and I've been really focused on that.
Well, it's interesting because based on what you just said, it sounds like the post office actually used to be slightly functional and accountable, which is scary because I always thought of it as dysfunctional and unaccountable. So you're saying it's so bad now it makes it look like it was functional in those days. So that tells you how bad it is now. It's gotten that much worse, huh?
100%. I was there. I left under Obama. Obama did a number on the post office. He did a number on it. It was always a good organization. There were high standards. You could hire and fire. But when Obama got in there, everything went downhill, and I felt like a gerbil in a wheel. And that's when I said, I'm gonna leave. After 27 years, I left, became a city councilor, a select woman up here in the town that I live in, kind of got pulled into politics and said, oh, my goodness, how can the towns be more messed up than the post office is? But they were. And now I'm running for Congress because the country is certainly messed up, going in the wrong direction, and we need high accountability people there, you know, to try to bring it back on course.
All right, so you mentioned you were at Mike Lindell's Moment of Truth Summit, and I'm remembering now why I really liked you and thought you were special, in addition to the fact that you are special and you're very well-spoken and I like you. But, I mean, it was a special reason why I wanted you on the show. There's an article out, let's see where I found it. I think it was in the New York Times the other day, and it said most candidates who think the 2020 election was rigged are probably going to win in November. And they say there's like 150 Republicans running for Congress who believe the election was stolen and rigged, and they're almost every one of them is in good districts where they're going to win. So there's going to be a lot of people who they call election deniers in Congress this year, which is great because I'm an election denier. If you count me, you know, anybody who thinks the election was rigged is an election denier. I count me as a person who's smart and can see. I'm not blind that the election was stolen, and I see that you are a whistleblower exposing the mail-in voting fraud in Massachusetts. Tell us what you found with mail-in voting fraud in Massachusetts. And by the way, I think mail-in voting is fraud everywhere. It's automatically fraud. No one should be allowed to mail-in vote.
Well, it's predicated on a system here, garbage in and garbage out. We just pulled the National Change of Address database for the towns and cities in my district in Massachusetts. We simply took our voter registration rolls and we ran them up against the National Change of Address database. And right now, in my district alone, which is one-ninth of the state, we have found over 20,000, and we're not finished. We may end at close to 30,000 people who have moved out of state, moved out of town, that remain on our voter rolls. That's for this election. Let's go back to 2020 for a moment. We had a whistleblower inside the system telling us in 2020 that out of the 4.6 million ballot applications sent out to Massachusetts voters under the guise of COVID, where they took all our laws and they tossed them out the window, we were told that there were 500,000-700,000 ballot applications returned to sender for bad addresses in Massachusetts. And the Secretary of the Commonwealth acknowledged that these ballots existed, but he would not quantify how many. And Wayne, the reason that he could not quantify how many, because if he ever went out and told the people, we have 700,000 bad addresses on these ballots that are returned, it would expose the direct correlation to our voter rolls, which if you ask me where the problem is in Massachusetts, I would say we have stale voter rolls. So my campaign, what we just did along with registered voters in every town, is we filed local complaints with the city and town clerks. We gave them the National Change of Address database information of the people that moved. We drafted up a complaint under Massachusetts law, and the statute says that we must, these complaints must be, they must get back to us, and they must look at these before the election. So these votes of these people who have moved should not be counted. Now, how hard is it, Wayne, if my campaign, which is on a shoestring budget, which is made up of primarily volunteers, if we can do this to keep our voter rolls clean, why can't our elected officials do the same and raise confidence in the process among the electorate? It's just not being done here in Massachusetts.
All right, so you're running against Catherine Clark, who's the Assistant Speaker of the House under Nancy Pelosi, so number two under Pelosi, and if Pelosi retires or gets pushed out, she's going to be the next Speaker of the House. If Democrats were to retain the House, which I think the odds are very close to zero, they will not, thank God. We're going to win it. But what's the makeup of your district? Do you actually have a legitimate chance to beat the Assistant Speaker of the House in Massachusetts?
I believe I'm in a blue district, but I'm in a working class district. I believe I can win. I believe that the sentiment's changing. We have great numbers from polling. We've been out campaigning at supermarkets every weekend. So yes, I believe I can win. People are tired of her. She's been in office for 10 years. She's kicked the can down the road on every single issue. And people know that I'm the type of person that rolls up my sleeves and is going to get to work and face the problems.
All right, Caroline Colarusso, Republican candidate for Congress, Massachusetts, CD5, District 5, the website ColarussoForCongress.com. Caroline, we wish you well. God bless. And win big, baby. Win big.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC. And no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, they're just all against us. The entire deep state, D.C. swamp, the entire government, they're all against us. I see here a headline about the Air Force, and the military is as bad as anybody now. The Air Force admits giving GOP candidates sexual assault details to an opposition firm, Republicans say. The United States Air Force improperly affected a competitive House race. Two congressmen say the Air Force has admitted to improperly releasing a Republican House candidate's personnel records to an opposition research firm, a leak that included details about the female airman's sexual assault during her service. Indiana Republican Representatives Jim Banks and Larry Buchan said in a press release on Tuesday, the Air Force took full responsibility for improperly releasing the records of Indiana House GOP candidate and U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Jennifer Ruth Green. Green, earlier this month, was the subject of a political profile in which the writer, Adam Wren, reported she had been sexually assaulted while serving in Iraq. Green, in response, claimed her Democrat opponent, Representative Frank Mervin, or his supporters obtained either illegally or by egregious error military records describing that assault. Banks and Bushkin, in the press release, the Air Force released the records, they said, to an opposition research firm. The Air Force improperly affected a competitive House race and must provide transparency before Election Day, the congressman said. We're calling on the Air Force to publicly take responsibility for mishandling Lieutenant Colonel Green's service records. Additionally, before the midterm election, the Air Force should release any information it has regarding the financial relationship between the Democrat Congressional Committee and the opposition research firm that sent confidential records to Politico's Adam Wren to smear a service member who happens to be running for public office. So, they're all against us. They're all no good. The Army's no good. The Navy's no good. The Air Force's no good. The Marines are no good. All the leadership sucks. Now, the people in it are great. You know, you give me an average, you know, cadet at the Air Force Academy or at the Military Army Academy, West Point, Annapolis, great people. You show me an active duty military person risking his life for America, great people. You show me a veteran who used to be in the military, great people. But you show me the leadership of the military. Dirty, dirty, dirty. Just like I'm sure there's good employees at the Energy Department, but the leadership, dirty. I'm sure there's good employees at the Education Department, but the leadership, dirty. You name the Department of Government, they're all, the leadership is dirty. They got their jobs by being big government bureaucrat losers. and they always stand for more government, and they all vote Democrat, and they do whatever they can to tilt every race to the Democrats. They're all the same. Same thing I feel about police chiefs. I love the cops on the beat. I don't like the highest-ranking police chiefs. Almost all of them, deep state, D.C. swamp, dirty people that are always on the side of Democrats. And by the way, that's why in Nevada, there's been so many ads for Catherine Masto Cortez, is it? Or Cortez Masto? Cortez Masto. There's been so many ads for Cortez Masto where cops are coming out endorsing her. But they're not beat cops. They're the leadership at the top. They're all dirty. They're dirty, dirty, dirty. When I say dirty, they believe in bigger unions, more police, more money, and if Catherine Cortez Masto gets them more money, more funding, more government contracts, they come out and endorse her, even though almost every Democrat in America was for defunding the police, even though almost every Democrat in America wants every criminal let out on bail, even though every Democrat in America hates cops, even though every Democrat in America thinks all white cops are racist against black people, and every stop by a white cop against a black person is a potential for the white cop to literally murder the black person. I know every white cop wakes up in the morning and says, wow, great day. I hope I can murder a black man today. Yeah, okay. This is what liberals think like. There's no cop in the world who should be a Democrat. Not one cop should agree with anything the Democrat Party believes in. The Democrats have created the crime wave in this country. You know, and maybe the police chiefs like it because that means business is up for them. Hey, 15 people got murdered yesterday. I'm going to get more government funding. Is that what they think like? I think that might be what the police chiefs think like. So that's why I like the cops on the beat. The people at the top of every one of these agencies suck, including the military. And I'm Mr. Pro-Military and I'm Mr. Pro-Police. But the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Miley, that guy should be in prison for the rest of his life for treason, for calling China and telling his Chinese general counterpart, that he will tell them in advance and warn them if Trump decides to attack China. Can you imagine what treasonous pigs run the United States military? Unbelievable. Miley, you're a treasonous pig, and you're a piece of garbage, and you should go to jail for the rest of your life at Guantanamo for being a traitor. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Goldgate Capital. I got to get that in because they signed the front of the check, so you get to listen for free. These people are wonderful people. They're the official gold and silver dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver before? Goldgate Capital's willing to do that. So listen up. They're a great company. Central bankers, the smartest people in the world. They manage billions. They've added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings so far this year. They believe in gold. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401 retirement account, 401k. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers, you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you. They'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Free.